From NPR Music, this is Alt Latino.
I'm Jasmine Garst.
And I'm Felix Contreras.
This week, our musical selection is absolutely exhilarating. It made me think of dancing barefoot in the summer rain, of letting go completely and just going fabulously crazy. Do you want to go crazy, Felix?
I'm ready to go crazy. The music also reminded me of layers. I mean, it's finely constructed. There are layers upon layers of melodic artistry today.
Take off your shoes. Let's run into the street and start a dance party in the middle of an unexpected place. Who cares what people think? This is Alt Latino. You might recognize this artist. We've played him before. It's DJ Lagartijando from Argentina, aka Matias Sundel. And this is the song Aero Tinku.
I think we should tell our listeners that I'm taping the show this week from Los Angeles. And that song just feels like LA. The skies
really?
Are very clear. Oh, the skies are clear and blue. The weather's perfect. And everybody's on the move like that. That song reflects exactly what I'm seeing and hearing out here.
It's the rhythm, but it's also that pan flute that they're using. And he samples a lot of indigenous sounds and folk, plenty of charango, one of our favorite instruments. And I do want to tell listeners that we included this in NPR Music's Best Beats of Summer 2011, even though, this originally came out in December 2010, which is summer in the Southern Hemisphere. It's in that stream, and we have a lot of Alt Latino songs, really awesome danceable songs in that stream. So definitely check it out at npr.org/music.
And that's probably why it feels so exciting, why it feels so LA right now, because it works on the beach, it works on the street, on the mall, the shopping mall. I think it's a great piece to start with today because it just captures a feeling here.
Let's just stick with that same warm vibe, and I want to talk to you about Suzuka Poderosa. She's from Brazil, and here she is pairing up with Ireland-based DJ Orquesta. Dona Sandra. Dona Sandra. Dona Sandra.
Mas voltou, mas onde foi abrigo? Que ela se
like how the music that we're hearing can be from anywhere and everywhere. Where did you find this song?
Well, I'm a big fan of Suzuka Poderosa. She is, like I said, originally from Brazil, but she grew up in the West Indies. And we've talked about funk carioca, that funk music from Rio de Janeiro. She embodies that, and I predict that she's really, really going to bring that music back into the U.S. She does a lot of this like tropical bass music, and she's very intelligent and tongue-in-cheek with her sexuality and sarcastic and witty. And right here, she's paired with this DJ based in Ireland who is also, he's kind of having this love affair with Latin music and especially with Brazilian funk. And it's also kind of a transcontinental love story that she's singing about this woman, Dona Sandra, who ella fue para Mozambique, comenzar todo de novo. She went to Mozambique to start over again.
Jasmine, hear that? That kind of interesting loping beat that's in the background. It reminded me when I first heard it of this band that I used to listen to from Brazil called Wakti. And what they did was they constructed their instruments out of found objects like PVC pipes and bamboo and glass and wood. And I'm wondering if somewhere in the back of her head, Suzuka Poderosa heard that when she was in Brazil.
I also think those sudden bursts of accordion, there's something almost dreamlike about that, don't you think?
Again, nice layer upon layer of stuff that we talked about at the beginning of the show, man. There's just tons of stuff there to listen to. I mean, if we were in a recording studio and you pulled all the levers up and down, each little track, I think, would make its own little symphony. Okay, Jazz, what's next?
We have a Spanish artist based in Madrid whose name is Linda Mirada. Like I should be wearing tight white pants and a side ponytail and, you know, colorful bracelets. It's such an 80s throwback song. It's so this dreamy synth pop.
And I won't hold it against you.
This is Linda Mirada. This is from her 2009 debut album, China es otra cultura. And what happened here is that this European record label that I love, Discoteca Oceano, took several of her songs from that album and remixed it into this EP, Fabuloso San Jose. That kind of ethereal, echoing vocal sound reminds me a lot of two other artists we've talked about, Algodón Egipcio from Venezuela and Helado Negro from Ecuador.
And you know, I tease you about the 80s thing, you know, because there are some parts of it that those of us who lived through it, it brings back some bad memories. But you know, it's interesting the way that they offset that, these DJs who remixed it, with that reverb heavy feel on the vocals to make it float like a cloud. I think it offsets the really techno feel of the music, which could be cold and impersonal. I mean, that was a problem I had with a lot of the 80s music. It was cold and impersonal. But by making it dreamlike, it just kind of marries the two in a really cool way. Okay, next jazz is a band from my hometown in Sacramento, California. This is Worldhood with their song Mar y Monte.
This is so like bumping hydraulics, Lolo music.
Well, you know what's fascinating to me about this, because as I mentioned, Sacramento is my hometown. And we've talked about music from Madrid, from Rio de Janeiro, from all these world centers. Sacramento is, for as much as I love my hometown, it's not a world center. And to hear these guys come up with this music that mixes all these other things, of course, it speaks to the power of the internet and being able to hear all kinds of different things. But also speaks to the way that the world is changing and the way these musicians can bring all these elements together. Again, the beats, I mean, like the percussive nature of the music, it sounds like a marimba's in there. The way they bring all these imaginative approaches to traditional music and mixing it in with contemporary music, it's just blowing my mind that it comes from Sacramento. I'm like, yeah, boys, my homies, bring it on. You know, it's just exciting.
The band is led by Estrella Sanchez and Anand Parmer. They're organizers of the Sol Collective Arts Community Center in Sacramento. And I guess they just have this project in which they do a lot of world music, a lot of Afro-Latin dub with reggae elements and some hip-hop elements. I know you said that Sacramento, you didn't think it was that cosmopolitan, but it certainly has an art scene.
Well, there is a long history of art scene here, especially in the Latino community. There was most prominently a group called the Royal Chicano Air Force in the late 60s, early 70s, and they were part of the Chicano movement. A lot of interesting stuff came out of this area in Northern California and in Central California as well in the late 60s, early 70s. So there is a history of that, and it looks like this is like the second or maybe third generation of a collective putting all this stuff together. It's inspiring. I think I know where this place is. There used to be an art center near where, believe it or not, where my friends and I used to ride our bikes around all the way downtown. And there was, I always wondered what they were doing in there. They were the older guys. And I'm going to have to investigate because I'm going to be in Sacramento next week. So maybe I can go find these dudes.
Oh, that would be awesome.
Wouldn't it?
Felix, if you do get a hold of Estrella Sanchez, do me a favor, find out if she wears beer cans in her hair, because the next artist that I'm going to play for you is known for her, you know, wearing beer cans as rollers in her hair. Do you know who I'm talking about?
Maluka.
Maluka, mala Maluka. Song right here is for all my lolas.
worldwide, trying to make that money, pay the bills, take care of the kids, you know what I mean? Just live life.
Se murió Lola, que Lola, lo lamento, que mento, mento santo, que santo, santa ma, que ma, manatí, que ti, tiburón, que ron, rombo, cu, que cu, cuyú, cubo de agua, que agua, agua, barra, que ra, rabo de mono, que mono, monopolio, que poli, policía, que cia, si babo, que bo, boca chica, que chica, me. Lola's new to the business, Dominican princess, in the malecón, work your girl, tryna get it on. That jungle body, jungle music, about to lose it. You can't touch her crown, Lola, Lola, don't mess around.
She love it when your body goes. She love it when your body goes. She love it when your body goes up, up, down, 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 down.
She love it when your body goes.
My favorite Dominican Bronx princess, Maluka. She's on Mad Decent, and this is a new cut. It's Lola Gingdanga, and it's kind of in preparation for her summer release of her EP, Massive Powwow. And so Maluka came out a few years ago with El Tiguerazo. I mean, it took everyone by surprise. Everyone was like, what the hell just happened? It was amazing. And I've been waiting for a really long time for her to release some new material. So I'm pretty excited about her summer EP, Massive Powwow. What do you think of this song?
It rocks. It rocks in a Bronx kind of way and a Maluka kind of way. I love her attitude and killer grooves, killer beats. It's like a world party, and it just makes everything just so fresh and exciting. I'm just in love with all of it. I mean, you can't stop me from moving. You can't see because I'm here in LA and you're in DC, but I'm rocking.
It also has this element of like a nursery rhyme. Like she's basically saying like a phrase, and then whatever syllable that phrase ends in, she makes up another word. You know, like, se murió Lola, que Lola, lo lamento. Like, Lola died, what Lola, I'm sorry. I mean, it doesn't make sense in English, but in Spanish it sounds really cool.
That's the fun of the Spanish and listening to the music in Spanish, because the way you can do the language and make it melodic and rhythmic at the same time, which you can do in other languages, but in this case, the way they mix it in is part of the genius of how they put all this music together.
I want to stay kind of in that Dominican vibe, but take you back to the Netherlands with a DJ who I've been wanting to talk to you about. He's a Dominican DJ based in the Netherlands, and his name is DJ Munchi. Let's hear this.
Yeah.
That song is called Sandungueo, and Felix, it's a genre called mombaton, and I thought, who better to explain mombaton to us than NPR producer Sammy Yenigun. He also covers electronic music, and he's here with us right now. Hi, Sammy.
Hey, how are you? Thanks for having me.
What is mombaton?
Mombaton is a genre of dance music that started in D.C. just a couple of years ago. The creator is a DJ named Dave Nada. His little cousin set up a skip party, what they call a skip party, and it's where everybody cuts class and they all go down to some basement and start playing music. And he shows up at this party and they asked him to DJ it, and he brings a whole bunch of house records, which are really fast. And when he got there, the DJ who was playing this slowed down reggaeton music, and he didn't want to come in and kind of ruin the vibe since everybody seemed to be liking it so much. So what he did was he took these house records that he had, and he slowed them down to the speed of the reggaeton records that were playing. And once he did that, the place just erupted. And ever since, he's been kind of making these, you know, edits of songs and remixes of songs and original songs. That's a mix between a type of house music called Dutch house music and reggaeton and things like bachata and cumbia and different Latin styles.
And so just to be clear, house music is significantly faster than
right.
Reggaeton has kind of like this winding, deep beat.
Right. You know, house music, it's 130 beats per minute. So it's kind of this doom, 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 where reggaeton is more like boom, ba-boom, boom, boom, ba-boom. That difference is really big. You can't just come on and play something that's so much faster and expect people to move. What he did was he improvised, and it turned out to be a really great thing.
Sammy, you recently did a piece about this on All Things Considered, and there was a section of the piece where the DJ just broke down exactly how he created that. I thought it was fascinating. We can hear that little section.
At a basic level, mombaton is a cross between Dutch house music and reggaeton, a blend of West Indian and Latin styles that grew up in Puerto Rico. Nada added to this foundation
Latin vocals and certain rhythms like the popular action rhythm. There's dembo, which is like doom. Or like a cumbia, like shake, where it's like ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch. And also thinking about certain arrangements in house music where the beat drops out and you have really dramatic builds and then the beat comes back in.
When the bass drops, we gon' do it!
These parts all come together at a slowed down tempo of 108 beats per minute.
In my new endless fascination with DJs, I just thought that was incredibly interesting and just really helpful to understand just where all this inspiration comes from and how it's all put together.
One of the big DJs to be doing that right now is DJ Munchi. He's actually of Dominican descent and he's living in the Netherlands. So these two styles, kind of Dutch house and reggaeton, are both sounds that he was very familiar with. He saw Dave Nada post this mombaton EP online and was just totally inspired to make his own mombaton tracks. And he's really been doing an incredible job. One of the biggest in the scene right now.
Awesome. Thanks so much for stopping by, Sammy.
Thank you so much for having me.
Okay, Jasmine, I'm going to keep that song going. I'm going to get in my car. I'm going to put the windows down and sunroof open. And I'm just going to cruise on the streets of LA down to the beach, man, because that is perfect way to end the show.
I look forward to hearing all about it when you get back to D.C.
Let's do it.
I want you to come with a beautiful tan. I want to see no tan lines. To hear the full versions of the songs we played in today's show, visit us at npr.org/altlatino.
We're also on Facebook and Twitter.
Special thanks to our producers, Jessica Goldstein and Mike Katziff, and our lovely intern, Ann Hoffman. I'm Jasmine Garst.
And I'm Felix Contreras.
This has been Alt Latino.
I bossa bossa 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 I bossa bossa